I know that if you let me have you here for just a little while, God will touch your heart. Praise God. I'm not going to use the book of Revelations tonight, but I'm going to use the granddaddy of the book of Revelations. You see, y'all don't know, but the fellow that wrote the book of Revelations didn't know too awful much. So he got all of his hard copy from Daniel. And you see, the book of Revelations is just a continuation of what Daniel wrote in the book of Daniel. And so I want to use the book of Daniel tonight for just a little while. There's a lot of people trying to tell me that Daniel never saw this day. But I believe he did. He just didn't know what he saw. He had never saw anything like that before. So he tried his best to explain it. And sometimes that's what we do. We just try our best to explain it. Do you know his name? I love that. Praise God. I asked the doctor one time, I was having a little problem, and asked the doctor, he had just got through operating on me. Took a knife and started cutting some things out and said, I didn't need this and I didn't need that. And I asked him, I said, say, thank you, I appreciate that. I said, can I do some traveling? He said, where do you want to go? And I said, I want to go to China. China? I said, yes, I want to go to China. Well, he said, you might as well. You've been everywhere else. And so, can you believe I got on an airplane and went to China? And some of you folks are going to know what I'm talking about, but some maybe not going to know. But in China, I met a man that was trying to raise Dominica chickens. Now, does anybody here tonight know about Dominica chickens?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured you folks would say some of them. I tell some folks about them Dominica chickens and they just look at me and shake their heads. Some folks don't even think buttermilk's good. But I'm here to tell you, you can fatten a pig on buttermilk anytime. I have a little friend up here. Now, I want to tell you something. You can have a good time if you'll let me tonight.
Amen.
That pig, put him in a skillet. And he says no. But it's just a little fun with me and him. Praise God. I don't want to waste a whole lot of time here tonight. I started out trying to preach in 1953. My first encounter with God was in 1939. Now you're thinking you're going to figure out how old I am. Scared me to death in 1939. I had a little girlfriend. Now, you see, when I say girlfriend, I don't mean this mushy goo stuff. I mean she was a friend. And she was a girl. And she asked me to go to church with her. And I think she was younger than I was. And I was 9 years old. And that preacher pointed his finger in my face that night and talked about God. And I tell you, I never wanted to be somewhere else so bad in all of my life. I got the feeling that what that preacher said, God already knew about me. And it took me a while. But in 1953, God got to dealing with me about preaching the gospel. Now, I'm going to quote you some scripture tonight, and if you want to, you can go home and look it up and read it for yourself. I don't want to use this, but you see, the Bible said, fear not him that can destroy the body, but rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. Now, if you know anything about text and context and contours and curves, well, you'll know that when it says he, in both places it's talking about the same he. In the first place it said, fear not him who can destroy the body, but rather fear him. Same context. Talking from the same text. But rather fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell.
Amen.
I want to tell you something tonight, in case you don't know about it. God does not want to send you to hell.
Amen.
He has no intentions of sending you there. Doesn't want to. And I'm going to tell you something. There's only one person that can send you to hell.
Amen.
I can't send you to hell now. Don't you think I can?
Amen.
But if I preach something wrong to you and you believe me and don't bother to look it up, don't bother to find out on your own, that could very well be the thing that sent you to hell. But it's what you believe. You see, otherwise, one fellow could send the whole bunch of us to hell. And that wouldn't be good, would it? No, sir. But it's what you believe. It's what you want. It's what you will do. Rather fear him. And that's talking about a man that will preach you a false doctrine. That's talking about a man that will give you something that will take you away from God,
yes,
and that you will believe a lie and be damned.
Yeah, right. Amen.
So I don't want to do that.
Hallelujah.
I said, talking to God in 1953, God, I don't know very much about your word. So if I'm going to preach to people, I want to know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I want to know what I'm talking about. And Warren Hill was telling you, and I don't tell this to many people, but he was telling you about me putting my feet in ice water so I could stay awake and read. You know, when you get to reading, you go right straight. That's the best thing in the world, is kneel down like you're going to pray and read your Bible beside the bed. Guarantee in 5 minutes you'll be nodding right on. You know, that's the best way in the world to go to sleep if you want to go to sleep. Amen. So I said, God, I've got to do something. I don't have, 100 years to learn to get prepared to where I can preach to people and preach to them the unadulterated Word of God. I want to tell you, there's a whole lot of different denominations and organizations and people that believe this and people that believe that. And dear God, which one's right? You know what I find out? It don't make a whole lot of difference. Just so long as I know the Bible's right. So long as I know that God is.
Amen.
That God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
Didn't say them, it said Him.
Amen.
So I come here tonight to exalt Him.
Yes.
Lord. I come here to fellowship you.
Hallelujah.
I said to some tonight, if they remember, I said, you come on up here and shake my hand.
Hallelujah.
I'm a jolly man because I don't want to be grumpy.
Hallelujah.
Never been grumpy hearted. My daughter will attest to that. I don't like that old sour pickle looking attitude. They don't fun in it. You might as well put a smile on your face and enjoy the blessings of God.
Amen.
I'm going to bust somebody's bubble here tonight. I know it. I see it coming. I see it in the air. I tell you, there's two things that I really love. I really do. I love God. And I love to love God. I love to feel God loving me. Now, I know this is going to sound a little bit crazy, but everybody out there thinks you're crazy anyway, coming to this little crazy church. But when God wraps them big old everlasting arms of His around my shoulders, hallelujah, man, there's something takes place in my soul, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing else.
Amen. Amen.
I wouldn't trade it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you this. I was going there anyway, but I was screwing with Sister Nell tonight before we came. You know, she was a real pretty girl at one time. At one time, she said that. Because I saw her, and I said, that's the girl I want. But anyhow, I've been to her. She asked me to get her shoes or something. She said, that's the first thing you've done for me in a long time. I said, oh, no, there's other things. And I've been to her to give her a big old kiss. And I said, that's as good as Hollywood any time. Praise God. And I want you to know tonight that when she kisses me and I kiss her, that's one of the greatest things that ever happened to this little old Irish boy.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you don't have to go through all that sexual attraction to have happiness and love, and you know,
amen.
I mean, when my lips met her lips, you say, preacher talking like that in church, you ain't loving, man, till you let your wife kiss you. If you don't let her, she ain't going to. And if you don't let God love you, he ain't going to. I was preaching away one time, encountered this fellow. And he looked at me, and he said, pointed his big old bony finger right in my face and said, do you know everything? And I looked at him, and I don't know how to text you, you love to say anything. I said, just about. I believe that tonight. I know just about everything. If I don't, I'm going to talk to you a little while, and I'll know the rest of it. I told you, you might as well have a good time on the money you spent here tonight in the offering place. They're going to pay the light bill with it anyhow, praise God. But there is nothing like two people in love. And I'm going to tell you something. Being in love with the Lord. Well, top being in love with a girl anytime. Now, I know God thought it's good enough that he made a woman so a man could have that love. It's true. But he made you, fella, to love him.
Amen.
And then when you get through loving him, you can say to her, oh, I love you. I want to tell you this now. It sounds like we're going to be here for a couple, 3 days. And you might as well know that I'm not preaching for you. I'm preaching at you, reaching for you. But I'm not preaching for you. I'm not even preaching for the pastor here tonight. I'm preaching with him, reaching for you. But I'm preaching for the Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
And so if he wants me to say something, I just love to say it. Hoping that it's what you need. Now, I've already prayed. I didn't come here to pray for you. I've already prayed. And I prayed and I asked God to let me be a blessing to you when I got here. And not to be an embarrassment to my son-in-law. And my daughter, his wife. And not to be an embarrassment to this church. But I know you're here tonight because God wants to bless you. Because God wants to bless you. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, the word of the Lord said. And it also said that the Spirit of the Lord would draw you. Otherwise, you'd be chasing the rabbit's foot down the road. Never has it ever been thought of the things that are happening in our day. Never. I'm going to tell this. I have a granddaughter that came down here and visited you folks a little while. And she thought it was great. chief of you folks were the grandest folks doing. She just never did. And I thought, I was hoping. I want to get in trouble right here, I know it. But I was just hoping that there might be some sparks that would ignite into one of the greatest romances you ever heard. And the story came back to me, she lives too far away. But anyhow, the story went on to say, however, whatever Brother Fennell says seems to come to pass. Look out. I want to tell y'all a little more about Brother Dave, and then I'm going to get into the Word of the Lord. You see, like Brother Barnhill was saying, we used to carry him around when you could carry him like this. Now I be very careful what I say to him, because he's a jarhead. He's a Marine.
Yes.
I love him. I appreciate him. I thank God for him. For him and his brother. And his mom and dad. But I just thought maybe somehow or another, because I believe that granddaughter of mine deserves the best.
Amen.
Look out. Be careful.
Thank you.
Boy, do I feel good here tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Do you feel what I feel?
Hallelujah.
Do you feel the Spirit of the Lord in this place?
Hallelujah.
Do you feel like God's kind of got a grip on your heart tonight?
Hallelujah.
Do you feel like God just might want to talk to you tonight? I'm reading from the book of Daniel. Reading from the 11th chapter. Then I'm going to read a little bit from the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel. I'm going to start at about the 31st verse of the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel. Do you believe tonight that an architect is a professional? Do you believe a doctor is a professional? He's supposed to know what he's doing, doesn't he? Do you believe a carpenter is a professional? I hope he is, man. Your house would be in a mess if he is. What if that carpenter couldn't read a blueprint? And you told him, now the blueprint says my kitchen's supposed to be over here. And he said, oh, no. I can't read the print, but I know it belongs over here. Do you believe a preacher ought to be a professional? That knows what he's saying? That understands? I'll tell you, I sure would hate tonight for somebody to be telling me about God that didn't know God. Didn't know it. I'd hate for almost said some of you to tell me which way is heaven. Do you think it's up? Or do you think it's over there? Or where do you think it is? I feel this mischievous feeling. I was saying, I like to sing, but I sing better out behind the barn. Where you're not there to look at me and kind of snicker. But I was singing, oh, when we all get to heaven. And it struck me, when we get to heaven. And all at once, sister, it come into my mind, what if I get there and you ain't there? Wouldn't that be hell? I wasn't cussing. Because if you all by yourself, honey, you ain't in heaven. Huh?
Amen.
I will tell you where heaven really is. It ain't up there. They done went up there and didn't find it. Maybe they didn't go high enough, and I don't know about that. And if I cross your theology, just hang on a little while. But did you know the Bible said the dead in Christ was going to rise? And we, which are alive and remain, should be caught up together to meet the Lord in heaven. You better read that again. In the air. One fellow built a big nice hotel and said, all you folks come live with me at my hotel, and this is heaven. And had to pay a maid to clean it out every day. And you'd be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And there shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Now, don't you have sense enough to read the rest of your Bible? Because the Lord is not going to stay in the air always.
Hallelujah.
My Bible says He's coming back to this earth.
Yes.
Going to live here with the saints of God for 1,000 years.
Yes.
And in that, peace. I'm about to shout while you're saying that. Peace business. For 1,000 years in peace. You know, it's hard to teach folks for a long time without somebody rubbing off on you. My son-in-law was kind of running around and we was talking with him. And he was telling us some of what the Bible says. Of course, there's some things that I said a long time ago. And he picked up on them and he pondered them, put them in his shirt pocket. And now he's talking about them. But did you know when the Lord comes and He puts His feet on this earth, there's a certain facet of life is just going to disappear. And you know what I think He's going to do? He's just going to open His mouth and He won't need this PA set, girls. And He's just simply going to say to all them fighters and people that's mad and killing people and all that kind of stuff and all the wicked, all the false and all that's not right, they're simply going to say, drop dead. Let me say something else. I'm just getting you to where you're feeling comfortable. And I'm going to tell you this, that clock's wrong and it ain't my fault. So don't you be looking at that clock thinking I'm going to stop the next 5 minutes, because it just says 6 o'clock. Well, really 6:10. And you sure don't want to look at my watch. It's 3 hours off. But I feel the Spirit of the Holy Ghost here.
Yeah. Amen.
I feel that God is coming to this place.
Yeah.
To touch your heart. And it ain't going to bother me what she does back there, because I'm preaching to you out there. Praise God. If I can just remember to say everything that I need to say so that it'll touch you. You know, there's a lot of ideas going around this day and time, and they're phony. I said they're phony ideas. Everybody has their ideas about how this is and how that is. And did you know that there's only one God? There's only one God. And His name today. You see, in the beginning they called Him Adonai. They called Him Jehovah. But the great Jehovah God has become the Jesus God of the day. For in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And I got to tell you, where did you say that place was a while ago, White Bull or something? I have no clue where that's at. It could be in Kalamazoo. I don't know. But wherever it's at, they're not lost, I'm sure. They know where they're at. But I know God tonight. And you could send me anywhere telling me how to get to life. But you ain't going to fool me trying to tell me how many gods they are.
Amen.
But there's a lot of folks who want three or four. So that one gets mad at them, the other will be all right. You know, if one don't like what they're doing, well, they can sweet talk the other one. But I got news for you tonight. You better hear me and hear me well. This preacher believes in ownership. You're not your own. Your Bible said you bought with a price.
Yes.
I said you're not your own.
Amen.
But I want to tell you something else. That girl sitting right there, she's mine. Oh, I know she's married and her husband thinks she's his. But she ain't. Not a drop of his blood flows in her veins. He's mine. Of course her mother, she had a whole lot to do with. And all I did was just make a living for them, you know, and the wife, she taught them all the good things. And I just gave them the money so they could buy some beans and crackers and all that kind of stuff. But I still believe in ownership, friend. I belong to God.
Amen.
I belong to the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
For He created.
Yes.
I said He created.
Amen.
Do you know that devil that so drastically wants you to go to hell? Never ever created a thing. But havoc. That's all he ever done. Right. And I want to tell you something tonight. I'm a kind of a special person. That's just called who I belong to. I'm kind of a special person tonight because I got news for you. If you want to whoop up on me, if you give me 2 seconds before you get here, you ain't going to whoop up on me. Because I'm going to say, Gabriel, blow that horn. You say, well, no, you can't do that. Hey, you better hang on. Well, I know the one that created Gabriel. I know the one that created me. Praise God. And since I know him, I know his likes. I know his dislikes. And he ain't got no likes for that one called Satan, the devil, the old dragon. He don't like him at all. But he likes us. Praise God. I said he likes us.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And since he owns you, I think he has a right to say, why don't you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Why don't you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I said, since he owns you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now let me tell you a little bit about that ownership business. He lets you go to Wilmington if you want to. You don't care. Just say praise the Lord when you get there. Some nut didn't kill you on that freeway. You know? He don't care if you don't stay home on church night, but he don't care if you stay home and rest and kind of relax. He don't mind. He don't care if you drive a Chevrolet car. I personally don't think Chevrolet motors any good. But I think that body by Fisher is really good. But if they put that Ford motor in that Chevrolet car, they'd have a combination there.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Yes, sir. My wife is trying to help you folks. But it's because of what I feel here. I'd rather say something that would cause God to touch your heart here tonight than to read you 5,000 scriptures. I'd rather see God touch your heart. I saw some folks trying to sanctify. I mean, excuse me, I don't mean trying to sanctify. Is of Noah. Now, I want to ask you, in your own thinking, what do you think it was like in the days of Noah? You say that, well, they were marrying and giving in marriage and all this kind of corruption and all that kind of stuff. Ha! No! You're listening to the wrong ones. I want to tell you how it was. It was unbelief. They didn't believe it was going to rain. They didn't believe God was right in telling Noah to preach to them. It's going to come a flood. Their unbelief. They believed it was going to come a flood. Sister, they'd have been getting on that boat. I want to tell you tonight, they'd have swamped that boat with people. But Noah preached 120 years and only got 8 people saved. It was unbelief. And just like it was in the days of Noah, people's not going to believe. When I left home, I have a young man that I tutored all the way through his beginning for the ministry. And his wife listened to my instructions, helped him. And he has 2 boys. They're pretty good sized boys. And those boys think that I'm okay. They think that I'm all right. And I think they are, too. I really do. I told their dad, they was all standing there listening at me, and there's quite a congregation around. I told them, I said, if the Antichrist comes before I get back, just hang on, I'm coming back. And he grinned from here to here, you know, he knew what I was talking about. Because conditions are getting pretty right. Conditions are getting just about where they ought to be. You see, the Bible said, they that do know their God.
Yes.
Now, what God is it that you ought to know? You got to know the God that created this. You got to know the God. Hey, I want to tell you something. We're living in dimensions. Did you know that? There's the first dimension, the second dimension, the third dimension, and that's supposed to be that Trinitarian dimension, and you can stay in that if you want to, but there's the fourth dimension. You ain't heard about that yet, probably. That fourth dimension is where we're passing on to. That's where we're going on to. Praise God. I don't know. You may be of the opinion that Darwin's theory was right. Man, I'm shooting with a pump shotgun, and it's blasting everywhere tonight. But you may think Darwin's theory of evolution was right. But I got news for you, honey.
Amen.
If it had been right, it would happen again.
Amen.
And it ain't happened again. That's why you need Mama and Papa to get all these little ones.
Amen.
Ain't no polywog coming up out of that water out there. No, sir. You better know the God that created creation.
Amen.
You better know the God that's trying to take you. And see, in that fourth dimension, the Bible said that He was going to take us to a new heaven and a new earth. And probably you don't know, and I'm not making fun of you, but probably nobody has ever preached to you about this. And you're probably wondering, well, why is He going to take us to another place? Because this is going to be on fire.
Yeah.
I really feel for these people called JWs. You know about them? They say there ain't going to be no lake of fire. They say that you're just going to live here forever. I got news for them. This is going to get you on fire. And there's this people that preaches that God's going to renovate this one. No. How many of you know what a renovated carburetor is? Tell me a renovated carburetor is a new one. No, it's a rebuild. And if you you renovate a house, it ain't a new one. You can have an old dilapidated place and, you know, fixing to fall down around your ear, and you can go in there and renovate it and get another few years out of it. Did you ever renovate a mattress years ago? They won't let you do it nowadays, but renovate a mattress, you go in there and pull all that cotton out and run it through the fluffer and get all the bed bugs out of it and all of that thing. But, you know, and you renovate it. No, sir, God ain't going to renovate this earth.
Amen.
The Bible said he was going to take us to a new heaven and a new earth.
Amen.
I hate to think I'd have to renovate my car tonight and get that thing and be so nutty I'd think I was driving a new car. Well, you know I'm not. I'm driving a bucket of bolts that's got some new bolts on it. He's gonna make a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
And I want to tell you why. Because this one has been sin cursed, sin touched. And that's why he's gonna let this one burn forever and ever and ever. And honey, if you want to stay here, you go ahead. But I don't. I want to go with him to that new place. I want to go to him, go with him where the devil ain't been there. I don't know whether you know it, son, but I didn't have a whole lot to do with this Adam and Eve thing. And I'm going to try to have a little talk with them about all the punishment that they got me into with what they done in the beginning. But I don't want to stay here. I want to go where God has created something, praise God, that's going to be a benefit to us. I'm not serving God for nothing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know why I live in America? Because it's the best place I know of.
Amen.
That's why I live here. Oh, I know it's got problems. I know it's got me and you here. But it's the best place I know about. And I've been a few places. I'm going to tell you this. I believe God hated them Jews. And if you don't believe what I'm trying to tell you, go over there and take a look around. They ain't nothing in that country but rocks. And it seems to me every time they broke God's heart, he dropped a tear and he crystallized and turned into a rock before it hit the earth. And dear God, he cried a bucket of tears over there. Because everywhere you look at it, you read it in the Bible. Everywhere you read, they built an altar out of stones. They did this out of stones. They did this. They had to use them rocks up somewhere. But he's going to make a new heaven. That's for you. And a new earth. It's gone. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a practical man, really, but I get off, you know, a little here and there. I'm not going to just wither up because God ain't got that place ready for it yet. You know, I mean, you got to give a carpenter a little time to get your house built. You don't just move in tomorrow when you told him to start today. You just don't do that. But, honey, when I go up in the air to meet the Lord, I'm going to stroll down the Milky Way while I'm up there. Waiting for my mansion in that new heaven and new earth. I'm not serving him for nothing. I'm going to get something out of this. I'm going to get life eternal.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Every one of you is eternal right now. You really are. You're going to live forever somewhere.
Yes.
I'm just trying to tell you where you want to live it.
Amen.
But you're going to live forever. Yes. And I want to say, and I started to say it a while ago, but did you know God made you in his image? In the image of God created he them, male and female. Read it in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Yes, sir. He made you like him. Oh, he's not ugly like you are. And he ain't fat like I am either. And he ain't dumb like the rest of us. That ain't what I'm talking about, that he made you like him. He made you with the mentality to think.
Yeah.
He made you to where you could create life. Did you know that? Oh, yeah, a man and a lady get together and they love one another, and along comes little Mary or little Johnny, and they're eternal. It's just where they're going to spend eternity. Let me ask you that question right now. Where are you going to spend eternity? And I'm telling you, and this is what I want to use for my subject tonight, time has crept upon us. Time is here. It's time for God to start doing things. You don't have to worry about forcing God to, oh, I, 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 I get so aggravated with people. They think you got to have faith, you know, and you're ready to be prayed for. A great miracle. That's when you got strength. Oh, God, oh! Now, don't look like that. You strain all you want to. You never get nothing. God doesn't want to.
Amen.
Amen. You can't push out faith just because you're trying to. You don't push out faith like that. No, no. Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And how can they hear without a preacher? Hey, let me preach to you tonight. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can you preach except you sent? And oh, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring the gospel of glad tidings.
Amen.
You say a man's feet beautiful? Yeah. Because where he's putting his feet is where he's walking towards you to tell you about this great gospel.
Hallelujah.
About this great gospel. You know, people's big problem is they don't have enough respect for the people that's trying to tell them how to get out of that place called eternity without God. Get out of that place called hell without God.
Amen.
True. The time's here. It's here. Did you know that I would have never thought that the PLO could have made an agreement with Israel. I would have never thought Israel would have accepted a peace treaty with the PLO. You know who the PLO is? Arafat. I would have never thought those Israelites would have ever accepted that. But it's time. God's fixing to ramp it up. God's fixing to bring it to pass.
Amen.
God's fixing to let you sit under that tree.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh. There's a lot of things I could tell you tonight about the Bible, but did you know there's two trees in the Garden of Eden?
Yes.
And they've both been moved. No longer are those trees in the Garden of Eden. And the last tree that you read about is that tree that sits by the river that flowed from the throne of God, and the leaves of that tree is going to be for the healing of the nations.
Yeah.
And that tree, you ought to know who it is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The same tree was in the garden. And the reason the Lord put the man and the woman out of the garden is so that they couldn't take a hold of that tree and live forever in a sinful state.
Amen.
Them out. Now they got to come back.
Yeah.
Now they got to come back. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you ain't back, you better get back. You better make your way back. Or you ain't going to like it 30 seconds after you get to that place called hell. You ain't going to like it 30 seconds after God takes His Spirit out of this place. Because fire is going to start to burn. Don't you know that science tells us that the molecules of the air ever start exploding? They'll never quit. They'll keep. This earth will be another sun. He's made a new heaven and a new earth, and that's where I want to go.
Amen.
That's where I want to go, praise God. Hallelujah. And they that do know their God will know when the time comes for the Lord to start. See, I don't have to prove nothing to you tonight. All I need to do is just tell you what the word of the Lord is really saying. I don't have to prove to you God's going to do what He said. God's going to prove it. I don't have to show you tonight. God's going to show you. Amen. I know the Bible talks about this man that's going to cause fire to come down out of heaven. I don't know whether you ever thought about it, but did you ever think about that atomic bomb when it came down? Where did it come from? From out of heaven? And you ain't never seen no flames like before you saw that. I want you to know there's some things going to take place that's going to make the whole world stand in awe at what's going on. Praise God. Amen. I want you to know that the book of Revelations gives you a perfect ball. It's another bunch of galaxies. Call up somebody and you'll get it. I'm going to look around and see Mr. Paul Harvey was right about all them galaxies out there. He says out there beyond them dark holes and them big blank spaces, there's a wall out there. I don't know whether he is or not, but I know one that built it all, and I'm going to ask him, praise God, about that. I want you to know tonight all that God is concerned with here this evening is my telling you how to be ready when he sounds the trumpet.
Yes.
Yes. I wish I could demonstrate for you just a little bit. I don't really need that microphone there. I could probably bust your eardrums in here tonight, you know, but I don't want to. I just want to kind of, you know, I wish I could demonstrate and just lay down here. And you look at me and say, he's laying out there. It looks like he's probably dead. And you'd get a picture of me laying there, you know, just all stretched out. And you'd think, poor God, we're going to have to put him in the ground. And all at once, that trumpet sound. I wish I could blow a trumpet. Does anybody in here know how to blow a trumpet? Anybody in here could blow a trumpet? Oh, you. Play like you're blowing a trumpet for me. What do you think? I'm okay for blowing a trumpet. And it's going to wake up that preacher laying down in his dead, you know. It's going to wake up the dead.
Amen.
And then you, which are alive.
Yes,
Father. Are you alive tonight? Would you rise? You which are alive and remain in Adam together to meet the Lord.
You know what I feel tonight is because you don't got it, and if you ain't got it, you ought to get it. I'm here to tell you tonight that you're going to rise to meet the Lord in the earth. Come up here a minute. You folks just stand there for just a second. I want to show you something. I want you to sit down right there, son, and I want to show you something. When God gets ready,
hallelujah.
You don't have to put out no effort at all.
You ain't gonna be worried about it. You're just gonna rain.
Yeah.
Oh, he is the Creator.
You won't have to worry about it. You're just going to raise at the right time. You can be seated for just a few minutes. I know that time is taken away because that watch doesn't got around all that sick. But you see, you're not going to have to worry about it. The only thing that you've got to worry about, you better listen to me here. You see, I ain't going to have nothing else to do with it. The only thing you're going to have to worry about, and y'all bear with me just for a little bit. Sis, would you come up here for me, please? This is one of the prettiest girls I know. Just get by here somewhere. And you see, the preacher ain't going to say where these go. The preacher ain't going to say where you go.
Amen.
It's going to rise.
Yes.
If I had room, I'd raise every one of you. I'd put you every one right up here.
Hallelujah.
I'll put you all up here in line. Well, you're fixing to get in line.
Yeah.
And my son-in-law, Brother Joe Barnhill, said that some folks better pack a lunch when they get in that line. Well, they're going to be there a while. They're going to be there a while.
Amen.
Some of the things they know. But you see, God's going to say, she's up right over here. I'm sorry. I got to go the other way. Folks, get on the right. I need you to come right over here. And I need you to come right over here. And I need to get some of these old boys up here. And all of you in the back, right, you want to go down the left. And you ain't going to have nothing to say about it because God's going to know whether you're right or whether you're wrong.
Amen.
And God's going to put you where he wants you. Yes, sir.
Yes.
And the Bible said all the good ones are going on the right side. And all
Amen.
The bad ones, which is the good ones, are going on the left side. When the thing is over with and they've done it for lunch, and God knows everything. I want to tell you something, honey. I don't need Bible, but I need a book. I need a book. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Please, God, give me another little time. I need some little time. See, there's a lot of things about that Bible you ought to know. There's going to be three books. Everybody's got the misguided idea that they're going to be judged out of the Bible. Uh-uh. You got the wrong idea there. You ain't going to be judged out of this Bible. You're going to be judged by what you know about this Bible.
Yes.
You're going to be judged by what you did about this Bible.
Yes.
See, God's got some books.
Yes.
He keeps books.
Amen.
He's got every one of our names in these books.
Amen.
The Bible said He opened the books and another book. That's in the book of Revelation. And in that other book. My Bible tells me everything's going down whose names are not recorded in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
You got your name there? You got your name there? Praise God. Now I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I don't know where I got all these books. You heard them on the YouTube. I'm going to tell you tonight. There's some things you need to know about. The only way you can get your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life is to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and God to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You ain't got nothing to do with it, and if you weren't in that book, and if you're not in that book, you're not going to go. But if you're in that book, you're going to go.
Yes.
If you're in the book, if you're in the book. But if you ain't in the book, I'm going to tell you where you're going. Down below, fella. Down below, fella. You say you're fighting. You better read your Bible.
Amen.
Because all that's on the left-hand side is going down below. But we're ready for that Antichrist to crop up. We're ready for that old boy. And I wanted to read to you, but I don't have time. It said he's not going to regard the God of his fathers.
Amen.
You know who the God of his fathers were? The mighty Jehovah. The great Jehovah. But the Jehovah's off the scene now. Who is he? He's Jesus. He's Jesus. Praise God. He's Jesus. I want to tell you something else. If you, brother, would like, you could just move over and sit down there on the hall. That's the closest place I want to get you to heaven. I want to tell you something tonight. I know more about this book than you realize I do, and I forgot more than probably you'll ever learn. And I'm in the stage of, one preacher preached to me one time, it's the best thing to have a good forgetter. And I've got a good forgetter. I'm beginning to forget a lot of things. If I don't get your name before we get through here, don't get mad at me. I want to tell you something. A lot of people say, preach the blood! That's nonsense. But it don't work. I said it don't work. If you could do that, how long does it work? And where does it come from? If you could do it. I want to tell you why God instituted the plan that He instituted. Because you see, did you taste any blood anywhere? Well, I know you didn't. And that's what's wrong with people, because they know some things that's not right. And they upset about it. And they grieve over it. And you see, you never tasted no blood. And how could the blood cleanse you from all sin? Except the Bible said it does. And it does if you do it right. I said it does. And you see what it does? It calls to remembrance what happened. Did you know that the human body has less than 2 gallons of blood in it? I'm not a doctor, so I don't know exactly how much. I think they say it's
6 pints.
6 pints? I was going to say 8. I was pretty close. But did you know that 6 pints of blood wouldn't cover everyone in this room tonight? Wouldn't do it, would it, sister? No way would it do it. It couldn't do it. You get a paintbrush and start painting you with blood, you're just so mad at me, or so queer, you'd want to hit me. But it's what took place.
Yeah.
It was the blood that was shed on Calvary.
Amen.
And that's when it's called to remembrance. Vengeance you.
Yeah.
cleanses you. And if you don't go down in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, you cannot call for remembrance what took place on the hour. Oh, by the way, let me ask you a good mathematical question. How long has it been since Jesus died on Calvary and the blood that came down on the cross and on the ground? How long has it been since that took place?
Almost
2,000 years. Do you think the blood would last that long? It would have dried up, wouldn't it? It would have dried up, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, sir? It's dried up? It's gone. It's over with. It's done. But every time the preacher puts you down in the name of Jesus, man, it goes right back to Calvary. Then he died on his cross and he cleanses you from sin because God designed it that way.
Amen.
You don't get any blood. You might get some dirty water. Yeah. You go down in the water, you know. You might get some dirty water. That's all you're going to get. But you see, it's what you know about this life as to how you're going to be judged. You're not in books. Praise God. I want to say just a few more words, and I'm going to turn the service to the pastor. Did you know I could get drunk tonight if I drank enough? I could get drunk and just go running, staggering, stumbling, get all speech blurry, and you folks look at me and say, how done? How done? I could do it. You know I could do it. All I have to do is want to. I could. I want to find some of those stuff. Them things you light up, candles. I could smoke them if I wanted to. Ain't nobody could tell me I can't. The Surgeon General couldn't stop me if I wanted to. I just light up. And all of a sudden, I don't see anybody else. And I turn into a jittery. You know what I'm saying? I can smoke if I want to. But did you ever consider lighting one up in hell? Before you get your match, it's going to be burned up. Honest to goodness. You ever think about drinking whiskey in hell? It's going to be boiling over before you ever get your lips good. And it'll be so hot you'll skirt the flesh. My God! I could get drunk if I want to. I could chew snoops if I want to. Okay, why are you talking like that? Well, you know, the Bible said cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of the flesh. And chewing snoops is filthy. You ever see a fella? No, scoot over. Oh, I had to get down at y'all. Did you ever see a fella smoking? And he looks terrible for an ashtray. Poor fella. And finally, he does it dignified.
Yep.
Up to his riches.
Yep.
In his shirt pocket.
Yeah, in shirt pockets. You ever see any holes in shirt pockets? I'm that fire. And he wants you to think he's a smart fellow. I know most of you fellows have been here where I'm talking about right now. I could do all that stuff if I wanted to. Where is my little girl? She's going to fool around with sleep on me. Folks are sleeping in a gentle way. I could come with her, but I could if I want to. No, I never know that. Just hug them.
This little girl's embarrassed, but she's a friend.
I could hug them. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I don't do that because I don't want to.
Amen.
I don't do that because I don't want to. Y'all are loving that. Well, come up here. Come up here. What's your name? It ain't now. Your name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. And he's God. If y'all don't believe me, just ask him. He's God. And one day, I took a look at him. And I saw a holy God. I saw a Savior that would die on a cross. I saw a Savior
that gave up all the kingdom for this world that I might be saved. And I decided to be like him and might be holy. Would you give me just a few more minutes? Oh, I won't run out of something to preach tomorrow. Don't worry. If I preach 10,000 years, I still have something to say.
Amen.
I'm preaching about such a wonderful, such a great God. I saw him, how holy he is, and I wanted to be holy like him. Did you know what holiness is? Well, it ain't what you think. It ain't what you think. You know, a lot of people think holiness is a pose. And the way you part your hair. Yeah, I ain't even got that part. Brother Joe would really be a man, see? You know what holiness is? You have any idea what holiness is? Was coming down the road and there's something said about holiness, you know? And I said, what do they mean, holiness? And they said, shouting, running aisles. That ain't holiness. Shouting, running aisles is the shallowest thing there is in God. I sure do like it.
Amen.
I want to tell you what holiness is. By the way, I wrote the dictionary for my words. Holiness just means to be holy. Some people get it so complicated, they talk for 2 hours, and I ain't figured out what they're saying yet. But holiness is just simply being holy.
Amen.
Is something short in you? Something that ain't there? Something that you know you ought to have that you ain't got? Now, I'm just talking as a fellow now, not as God. Because he's got everything. Jesus is all in all.
Amen.
That makes him a Southerner. Did y'all know that?
She
all comes.
All right.
I don't know where I'm at. But holiness is just simply being holy. You ain't short something. You know, you like, he said, yet likest thou one thing. I'm afraid to get this boy by the hand. He started off, start jumping and shouting all over the top. Holiness is just simply be holy. And the Bible said to repent, I did.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible said to be baptized in Jesus' name, and I was.
Yes.
Woo! Glory to God, I'm feeling good now. And the Bible said God would fill me with the Holy Ghost, and he did it. And I spoke to others.